When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Happy Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just around the corner. And you know, anytime we come up to a special holiday like Thanksgiving, I like to throw a special show out there. Sometimes I like to include a special individual with me on the show. And of course, today, and you've heard him in the past, but it's always great to include him on shows like this. And with me today in studio is really the man of the hour, who really is too sweet to be sour. And he really, if you get to know this man, Robbie Dillmore, you're going to quickly find out he is way too sweet to be sour. Robbie, welcome back to the Man Up Show.
I'm telling you what, I've been looking forward to this since last Thanksgiving. So, I mean, it's turkey time.
It is turkey time. And you know, so for the listeners out there, well, hey, like, what's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
My favorite, well, you know, what a potpourri that is. It's obviously.
I could go a lot of directions, right?
I have this dressing that my mother made as far as the food is concerned, right? Mm. That's so there is a big idea of food. But, but you know, certainly one of the neat things, obviously, is Psalm 100. And I don't know if you knew this, but the word Thanksgiving in Hebrew, you're going to love this, and you're probably never going to forget it now, is ta-da.
Is that Russian? It sounds almost kind of Russian.
It's
Robbie,
Hebrew. But,
it's Hebrew. It's Hebrew. It's okay.
Ta-da. Like, and I'm pretty sure that when God, you know, had that, that first Thanksgiving, you know, on the Mayflower and all that stuff, they were all going ta-da. I mean, it's really cool when I think about that word.
Wow. Well, yeah, you kind of threw me off on that one, because I like want to throw my hands out like, hey, ta-da, I'm here.
But there's a reason you want to do that. We'll get that, why that's in. At some point, if you want me to, I'll go through that word, and hands are involved.
Hands are involved.
They are.
Well, okay, hold on. So, of course, you know, you're listening out there right now, and you're thinking, when we say the word Thanksgiving or the Thanksgiving holiday, I want you to think about what first comes to mind for you. Now, certainly for me, Rob, so food does play a factor in that. You know, I think about turkey. I think about the dressing. I think about potatoes and gravy and corn, you know, mashed potatoes, of course, you know, and pumpkin pie and whipped cream on top, you know, and cranberries and yeah, and I know not everybody's a fan of cranberries, but I, for one, am.
Oh, my wife makes these cranberry bars that are out of this world. Ooh. And sometime I got to tell you about my sugar-free pumpkin pie I made one time.
Sugar-free pumpkin pie.
I was making the pumpkin pie because my wife was busy, and I forgot the sugar.
So it was not intentional. It was
the kids were sitting around the table going, Mom,
something's unusual about this pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it was sugar-free.
sugar-free pumpkin pie. Well, hey, well, before we go any further, we're going to dive back into this. But for those of you who maybe don't know, Robbie Dillmore, man, he is a man. He wears many, many hats. Not only does he produce the Man Up Show and Q&A questions and answers with Koloff, but Robbie, the Christian Car Guy, Masculine Journey, you host a number of shows of your own. You wear a lot of hats. Tell folks all you do.
I am so thrilled, you know, that God continues to give me opportunities to take part in the stuff he's doing, right? And so the Christian Car Guy Show was my entryway into this, and he's put that on over 100 radio stations across the country. Very fun. And then I get to do Kingdom Pursuits. Those are both live shows I've been on for about 18 years. Wow. And then, you know, Lantern Rescue, that team that goes around the world, like the A-team that rescues folks out of sex trafficking, extracts people out of Afghanistan under, you know, persecution, just amazing stuff. And I have to pinch myself at times that I get a chance to in any way help what God's doing along those lines. And then Masculine Journey is not unlike Man Camp, you know, and you've been to that, and mm-hmm. and I get to be one of the co-hosts of that, and also finishing well for geezers like me that are trying to figure out, you know, how do we do Social Security and that kind of thing. And what God has taught me in working with Hans Scheil in that show as well. So, and then all the other shows that I get a chance to produce like yours. Really fun. Really fun.
Yeah, here at Truth Ray. And of course, in you have your own boot camp. I got Man Camp. You got Boot Camp, which I've been to Boot Camp and Advanced Boot Camp. I wanted to advance. God's kingdom is advancing, not retreating, right? A lot of people go, hey, tell me about that retreat you got. I'm like, yeah, Man Camp is not a retreat. Man Camp is an empowerment and encouraging, equipping men to advance the kingdom of God, advance their own life and journey, personal journey with Jesus.
Exactly.
And then advance their family's life, right? And ultimately advance the kingdom. But so yeah, you got your own boot camp too, though.
Yeah, we do. And actually, November 16th through the 19th, it's just happened, right?
We missed it,
but we got another one coming up in April. So we'll let you know the dates on that.
Every spring and every fall, right?
Just like Man Camp, yeah.
Just like Man Camp. And of course, you've been a part of Man Camp. You have now staffed Man Camp and got to, so you got to experience it going through Man Camp yourself. Then you felt prompted of the Lord to come back and staff one. And
I think it's so important to get a sense of the wonder of what God is. There's an outdoors aspect for men mm-hmm. of that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you go to Royston, Georgia, and you have, like, a whole week, right? And yeah. People say, well, I don't have a week. Well, yes, you do. You've got a mm-hmm. week, and to chase after the heart of God for a week in that environment with other men chasing after God, what an opportunity. I mean, you know, it's like the carpe diem of your life. Mm. I have never seen anybody come from Man Camp or boot camp. Have you? That said, man, I took those 4 days off.
Yeah, I took that 6 days. Well, that was a waste of time, right? No, because they're gonna get some are gonna get more than others. Let's right. just be, you know, straight up about it. I mean, I like to say you're gonna get out of it what you put into it, of course. But to your point, typically, there are testimonies and stories that come out, whether it's the healing of their own relationship with the Lord or the restoration of a marriage, the healing of relationships between fathers and sons and fathers and daughters. And, of course, we've had fathers and sons attend Man Camp.
And husbands and wives.
Yeah.
And you know, man, generations. But think how cool it is, and I never put it together, and actually till just right this minute, that every year we both celebrate a year where we've had two camps. So we come into Thanksgiving and we can think of the harvest, you know, that God has given us over this year, you know, the different faces that show up of the men's lives that we got to interact with, not just on, you know, we're so grateful for those we get to interact with on the radio, but when I get to meet them in person, right? And you actually get to give them a man hug.
Right, right.
And that kind of thing, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for.
There is a lot to be thankful for. And I'm going to say this, you know, as you're listening
and Robbie's sharing all the different things, all the different hats he wears, including a pastoral hat. He pastors a church as well, in addition to everything else, and being a husband and a father and grandfather.
Oh, yeah, just like you.
How many grandchildren?
Five.
Five grandchildren. And so a lot to be thankful for, right? But I want to encourage you listening out there. You know, you may be listening to the radio show, the Man Up radio show. If you don't have the Truth Radio app on your phone, I'm going to encourage you right now, because obviously, you know, our show's there on Saturdays,
right?
Typically,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But hey, maybe it's somebody's listening on Wednesday and they missed it. But if they have the Truth Radio app, they can go back to the archives and pick up tons of podcasts and radio shows and programs and all that, right?
It's all on demand, just like Netflix, only Christian content, right?
Okay.
And you can, whenever you got time, we got content.
There you go, Truth Radio app. So back to Thanksgiving. I guess this is the Thanksgiving special, right? So,
ta-da.
ta-da. You mentioned Psalm 100, and so I thought, I just need to pull it up, and the very first thing I read is a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. What a great psalm, Robbie.
It literally blows my mind when you dig into all that's in that particular psalm. You know, a lot of people think of that verse that says, you know, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, that's where that comes from, is the beginning of Psalm 100. But to dive in, as promised, to the word tada, as the word thanksgiving starts with a T, so does the word tada in Hebrew. And that letter, you might remember, the word Dan in Hebrew is the idea of judgment. That, you know, Daniel, the book of Daniel, Daniel is God is my judge. And you can hear the L on the end of Dan. Dan is the judge. It was the tribe. It judged this way. It's really cool. They were the last tribe that left out in the Hebrew camp, right? There were 12 of them. And their job was to kind of pick up the strays. Mm. Most importantly, their job was to pick up the people that had gotten lost, right? You think we're heading out, you know, across the wilderness. Who made sure that everybody was along? Like, you know, in Jesus, they forgot him, you know. But it was like that as they were traveling through the desert, right? And whose job was that? It was Dan, because that word judgment has to do with we're missing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no man left behind.
Mm.
You know, what does that mean to our military services? What does that mean to you? Well, fascinatingly, that letter Tav is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The T sound that you hear in Thanksgiving, or you hear in Tada, is the last letter, and it is literally made up of the two letters of a Dalet and a Nun, which is Dan, which is giving you the idea. And if you look at the last verse in the 119th Psalm, this is beautiful. The last verse in the 119th Psalm, after, you know, 172 verses, here it comes. It says, we like sheep have gone astray. Seek thy servant, because I forget not thy commandments. Why? Because God wants no man left behind.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Right. And so that's just the first letter of Thanksgiving is no man left behind. And to me, that's what Man Camp's about. That's what your radio show's about. That's what God has us all out there being little Dan's, right? Like, man, what can we do to make sure this Thanksgiving that there's no man left behind?
Yeah, whose life can we impact? You know, you mentioned, I tell you what popped in my head, Robbie, as you were talking about, you know, the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes, of course. I'm sure you've seen this illustration, but there may be somebody out there listening who's never seen a visual illustration of this, but what immediately popped in my head, and just how detailed God is he gave very specific instructions as to which tribe was to be on the east of the tabernacle,
right,
the west,
right,
and the north, and the south. And what's amazing is when you see that visualization of that, it ends up the shape of a cross.
Right.
The camp ends up being the shape of a cross when all of the tribes are in position around the tabernacle, that right?
Well, that's the whole deal. The cross was there so that no man would get left behind, right?
Right. Hence, right. So I mean, from salvation to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, giving you and I and all those listening out there and all those in the world the opportunity with thanksgiving in their heart to come to the foot of the cross and accept Christ as their Lord and Savior so that they're not left behind, that they're included into eternal life, right?
Yeah, I heard this in C.S. Lewis's book, The Great Divorce. He described hell as a place where you are so far gone, you can't even remember God. You can't remember a thing about God. I mean, can you imagine a place so horrible that not only is there no love, not only is there no peace, no patience, no kindness, no goodness, no faithfulness, no gentleness, no self-control anywhere going on, but worse than that, man, there is no memory of it. That is a place that I couldn't imagine wishing on anyone. And we have been given this precious, precious opportunity, right? To at this point in time, in this season, give thanks that God not only, you know, saved us, but obviously, you know, all those that you are aware of that you got to take part in this year, and whatever little seed you sowed or whatever little thing that you got to take part in, you know, how cool is that?
So what I'm hearing you say as you're sharing is that Thanksgiving, you know, which we celebrate once a year, Thanksgiving is much broader than just a turkey dinner than food.
Dallas Cowboys versus who?
Right, fill in the blank. Cowboys, right? That's even expanded. They've even expanded the number of games on Thanksgiving, but it's much more broad than just a meal or a gathering of, certainly an opportunity to gather together as family, mm-hmm, right? And so does your family, let me ask you this, does your family, so you get together, is
oh, yes,
is the whole family or is much of the family get together?
Well, you know, now that they all have their own families, that there's ones that may not be there, but they try, you know, and sometimes sure. they got to go to the other side of the fence, you know, however sure. that works. And right. I'm glad they do,
right.
you know, because obviously that's got to be part of it. But yes, but we're definitely going to be there.
As many as possible, we'll gather together. Is there anything special, any kind of, if you want to use the word, if I use the word tradition, that you guys do as a family on Thanksgiving Day besides watch football?
There's numbers of them. I won't go, but I will tell you, for my youngest daughter, Mariah, it is absolutely tradition. I don't care how stuffed and how sleepy everybody is.
Yeah.
We will watch the movie Elf after dinner. That it will happen.
Okay.
We have the DVD, and it will go in the – and everybody will watch, and we'll laugh once again, you know, on the world's greatest cup of coffee.
the movie Elf. So that is one of – well, for on my end, you know, we do take some time and give everyone that's gathered together the opportunity to, you know, whether it's go around the table as we actually kind of wrap up our meal together – or at least at some point as we're gathered together, you know, what we're thankful for this prior year. And you know, for you out there, you know, I don't know what traditions you might have, or maybe you're not able to gather together for whatever reason, right? I mean, they could be in the military, right, Robbie, and overseas. I mean, you know, the Man Up Show's listened in, you know, latest count, 92 different countries, so they might be overseas.
Some of those don't even have turkeys.
Don't even have turkey, right? Turkey is not an option, right? Some will. What is an option? It's ham, I guess. Is that another option?
Not too many of those in Israel, but
right. Well, you got a point. You got a point, but. So for those who maybe can't gather together with their families, what might you encourage them with, Robbie, on as we approach Thanksgiving? What might you encourage that individual? Maybe they're by themselves. That maybe they don't even have any family left surviving, or, you know, what would you say?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, if you're in Christ, according to Mark chapter 10, verse 30, that happens to be my birthday, 10:30.
Nice.
We all get 100 mothers, 100 brothers, 100 sisters in this life, and I bet you got them, if you really sit down and start to count. Mm. And so take those brothers, those sisters, and however that works in your life, you can text them, you can call them, whatever you want, throw some love their way, and help them to feel like God is remembering them on Thanksgiving, right? And what it means to people to hear, you know, you reflect God. And so when you show up in their lives to wish them, you know, a thankful, you know, like, man, I am so grateful that God gave you as one of my best friends. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that means a lot when you hear it from somebody that they're really close to.
So they could reach out, like you said, email, text, call somebody and just wish them a happy Thanksgiving. And you know, I'm reminded of there's the scripture that it says, he who has friends must show himself friendly, right? And for the person out there who says, well, I don't have any friends. I don't have any family left. I don't have any friends left. Okay, well, my encouragement is he who has friends must show himself friendly. So maybe you make the first move. Maybe you don't wait for somebody to knock on your door and say, hey, can I be your friend? Maybe you step out, you know, take a risk, step out, and maybe it begins with a complete stranger, but show yourself friendly to somebody else. And the more people you do that with, ultimately, the more friends you might have.
You know, it blows my mind that I have people in my church that I don't know well, but they'll reach out and all of a sudden share with them. You know, I'll get a text, I'll get a phone call from them when they really want me included in their life somehow.
Mm.
And what an honor that is, right? Like, and so, you know, I can tell you a friend you have, if you don't have any other one, you go to, you know, whatever, christiancarguy.com, my email, my phone number there. I always take all my calls. I take all my emails that I can find that don't go into junk or whatever. And if you ain't got one, you got me.
Well, and I want to encourage, of course, there's a rich history of Thanksgiving here in America, right? And didn't really delve into any of the history before. I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of it. Or maybe you listened to...
I knew this was coming.
Well, you know, what can I say? There is a lot of history there. We're not going to be able to cover it all today, but you know, I sense the direction of the show today is really emphasizing more of just having a heart of Thanksgiving as we move into this Thanksgiving holiday here over the next few days. But I want to encourage people, and I'm going to ask you to do the same thing, Robbie. But I'm going to encourage you out there in listening land, get out a sheet of paper and a pen or a pencil. A Sharpie or something. And I want to challenge you to sit down, set a few minutes aside and write down every single thing that you're thankful for. What would you challenge people with, Robbie, to do on this Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I mean, wow, that would be quite a project, an absolutely amazing thing. But on the same token, what's wrong with, you know, approaching somebody you maybe never really had a chance to get with before and asking them, like, man, when you really think about it, what could I help you be thankful for? What happened really good in your life? And let them share with you, you know, because, again, it's a matter of us all being together as brothers and sisters. And I love the idea of gathering. That's a big part of Thanksgiving.
Any ideas? So I will throw this one.
Oh, good. I didn't want to come without, and I need something.
Yeah, what was the year that the Plymouth colonists and the Indians first gathered for an autumn harvest feast, which became later known as the first Thanksgiving celebration in the colonies. Any idea?
1657.
What is it?
1657.
No, you're close. Well, you're in the right century. According to my research, anyway, 1621.
Missed it by 30 years.
But you were close. You were close. So Thanksgiving in America goes all the way back to the 1600s. So a long time we've been celebrating Thanksgiving here in America.
Yeah, and you know, we celebrate so beautifully. I am so grateful for all those that we stand on their shoulders, right? Of being able to do this every year of my life. It's been a big holiday, one of my favorites, and for the very reason, like, oh my goodness, we get to thank God.
Yeah, and just in our closing minutes here, I want to say, we celebrate Thanksgiving officially in America one day a year. But Robbie, can people be thankful every day of the year?
Ta-da.
I want to throw my hands up. Oh, you didn't get the opportunity to share what the hands meant. Can you in 30 seconds share what the hands
mean? I can. The letter
mean?
Dalet in the duh sound of ta-da is your hands. Yeah, you know, that's the God's hands are yids. You hear the D? That's a dalet. There you go. And you throw your hands up when you're saying, thank you, God.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Go read Psalm 100. Maybe you read that to your family on this Thanksgiving Day, or share it with a friend, or share it with a complete stranger. But can we encourage you as we approach Thanksgiving to be thankful every single day, not just one day a year, and see if your life journey doesn't take on a different approach. Robbie, Christian Car Guy, Robbie Dillmore, thanks for joining me again on this special show.
Oh, so I always love it. I'm getting hungry though.
have we stirred up your appetite out there? Okay, put your list together. What are you going to have this Thanksgiving holiday? Hey, make sure, even if you can't be with family or friends, I'm reminded of the reach out and touch.
Somebody new.
Something like that. Hey, God bless you. Go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day today and make this Thanksgiving your best one ever.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.